board-certified cardiologist with a message to all men over 30.
Man boobs. It's not the clinical term, but it's what my male patients call them. If you're storing fat around your pecs, stomach, and love handles, it could be your hormones messing with you. As men age, our bodies produce estrogen, a female hormone, and it's estrogen that can cause man boobs, flabby bellies, love handles, and weak muscle tone. You can also factor in decreased energy and poor sexual performance. I tell my patients, before considering shots, patches, or drugs, try regimen. I formulate a regimen to power up natural testosterone. More importantly, it helps slow estrogen to help you regain that youthful, muscle-toned guy you used to be.
If you're a man older than 30, Regimen has helped thousands of men just like you. Try a 30-day supply of Regimen absolutely free. Yes, free. Just pay shipping and handling. Don't wait. Get your free 30-day supply of Regimen right now at RepairLowT.com. RepairLowT.com. That's RepairLowT.com.
Get connected with 880 The Biz on social media today. Follow us on Twitter at 880 The Biz or like 880 The Biz on Facebook from your mobile or from your desktop or laptop. That's like 880 The Biz on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at 880 The Biz.
880 AM The Biz.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. A division of Salem Communications, on the NASDAQ as SALM.
And now, WZAB traffic.
Problems continue now in Miami-Dade County. They've got a crash on I-95 northbound at 62nd Street. Two left lanes are blocked. Heavy delays on the approach. Stick with 441 as your alternate. Defined delays on the Palmetto Expressway westbound near 17th Avenue. Some debris there. Broward County, crash on I-75 southbound at Pines Boulevard has two right lanes blocked. Stick with Flamingo. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
WZAB Sweetwater, South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM, The Biz, a division of Salem Communications, on the NASDAQ as SALM. 880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I have been waiting for 2 months for this show. We're going to have networking tips from Ivan Meisner, PhD. He's the founder of BNI, the world's largest networking organization, founded in 1985. Spencer stuck over. Spencer, who is Ivan? Tell us.
Ivan Meisner, what a great guy. Networking genius from what I've learned about him. And then, I caught a speech over at Parrot Jungle. What an amazing guy. I mean, BNI, leader, expert, organizer, I believe. I mean, great guy.
Awesome. Well, I couldn't have said it any better. Then we're going to have Corey Vanderpool, as always. She's going to talk to us about saving energy costs by cutting unneeded utility usage. And then we'll have Denise Del Powell. She's brought to us by the IMN. She is part of the IMN Real Estate Workout Conference in Miami from February 13th through 14th. She is the queen of Central Florida Bankruptcy Court. We're going to talk about the future opportunities in REO real estate. The market was up on consumer spending, so people, keep your wallets out, keep the motor running. We'll be right back after this with world famous father of modern networking, Dr. Ivan Meisner, founder and chairman of BI. Oscar, take us out, make it fast. All right, everybody, make sure you join me at the Marcus and Millichap Forum on Commercial Real Estate in Florida. If you do, you are going to hear Gil Deezer, George Perez, Manny Diaz, and of course myself, Jim Freed. It's going to be on February 12th. Make sure that you go to the Marcus and Millichap Commercial Real Estate Forum Wednesday the 12th. For conference information and to register, you can go call 646-862-6136 or go to info@mmfloridaforum.com. Now, After that event, I'll also be at the IMN, the Information Management Network. They're the people that are bringing us Denise Del Powell later in the show. They are bringing the Real Estate Workout Executive Conference on February 13th and 14th to the Ritz-Carlton. You can also get information. Is that you, Oscar, back there? You can get additional information on this by going to their website or by calling them. And my gosh, they've got this great flyer. Their telephone number is 212-224-3428, or you can email them at hotline@imn.org.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're ready to roll, and I know that Spencer's as excited as I am. Oscar,
oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly, right? We've got Dr. Ivan Meisner. He's the founder and chairman of BNI, the world's largest business networking organization. BNI was founded in 1985. The organization now has 6,300 chapters throughout every populated continent of the world. Last year alone, BNI generated 7.1 million referrals, resulting in over $3.3 billion with a B, U.S. dollars worth of business for its members. Dr. Meisner, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. It's great to be on your show.
And thank you so much for taking time out. I emailed you the other day, and I got to have this automatic email myself. Shh, I'm writing and I'm not available. You are the best. You are the best. Genius at work. There should be a guy there. Now, Dr. Meisner, what gave rise to the idea for BNI? And then I want to discuss some of your concepts behind effective networking, too.
Well, great question, but Jim, please call me Ivan.
You got it, Ivan.
Thanks. I'd love to tell you that I had this vision of an international organization when I started BNI almost 30 years ago. But the truth is I needed some referrals for my consulting practice. I was a management consultant, and I put together a group of people who I knew and trusted, and I promised them I would refer them, and they, I hoped, would refer me. And we got together every week, and we started passing referrals, and someone came who couldn't join because we only took one person per profession in the group. And she asked if I'd help her open up a second group. And at first I said, no, this isn't what I do. I'm a business consultant. And she said, well, this is sort of consulting. You're helping me, you know, build my business. So I said, okay. We opened up a second group. Bunch of people came who couldn't join. They asked if I'd help them open a third. I said, no, this isn't what I do. But, you know, we did it, and we ended up opening 20 groups by accident that first year. And that's when I really looked at this closely and realized I struck a chord with the business community. We don't teach this stuff in colleges and universities anywhere in the world. I have 10 years of college, and I was never taught how to build your business through referrals. And so business people are hungry for this. And so yeah. It just took off like crazy. We're now in 55 countries around the world, and we actually have almost 6,600 groups now. It's every time you blink, it goes up.
Well, you got to update your bio, Doc. Now, yes, business networking is the lifeblood of what I do. I'm the business development officer for a real estate firm, and I find investments, and I've been doing it by hand-to-hand combat and word of mouth for many, many years. And I used the word combat and immediately felt bad that it came out of my mouth, because it's really not combat that I'm doing. What I'm really doing is speaking to people, listening to their opportunities, and seeing if I can bring them opportunities as well.
Well, you can call it Wombat in the future. Word of mouth business opportunity acquisition tactic.
You like that little softball I lobbed you?
Yeah, that was good. I actually used that term in one of my first books, World's Best Known Marketing Secret, the first edition.
Awesome. So, you know, I go out and I try to make people comfortable. I found that when I'm there, people will gravitate around me, and that's a way for my networks to kind of cross-pollinate. So I've seen sort of that multiple diode thing working out there for me. But I'm a senior. I'm an executive that's got a solid experience, and I got the you-know-whats to go up and meet anybody. Heck, I went up and met you, didn't I? Now, what would you think is the primary concept behind effective networking?
Well, I think, first of all, people have to understand that it's not about, it's not about just shaking hands and passing out cards. I'll give you an example of what I mean. I spoke at a big event in London a few years back, and I asked the audience, sort of like 800-900 people in the audience, I said, how many of you are here today hoping, you know, maybe just possibly to sell something? Raise your hands. I'm telling you, 900 people raised their hands. Everybody said, yeah, that's why I'm here. I'm networking. I then said, okay, well, how many of you are here today, you know, to just possibly you're here to buy something? Raise your hand. Nobody raised their hand. Not one single person. This is what I call the networking disconnect. People show up at networking events wanting to sell, but nobody is there to buy. And so it's the one thing that I think people need to understand is that networking is about building relationships. Networking is really about farming. It's more about farming than it is about hunting. It's about cultivating relationships with other people. You can't use networking as a face-to-face cold calling opportunity. One thing people get wrong the most, I think, with the process.
It is. You know, and what I have found is that every time I go to a networking event, I found that the most valuable thing that I have is this large stack of business cards that I can write on. And I give and I take. And when somebody talks to me about what they're looking for or what they want, I write it on the back. Because I can tell you, I can't remember an inch and a half worth of cards after the day.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. That's so important to write on the back of cards. Now, you have to remember, you know, if you're traveling around the world, there are some countries where you don't want to write on the back of the card, mostly Asian countries. It's actually a poor taste to write on a card. They'll tell you it's okay, but don't believe them. They don't mean it. So in the U.S., it's pretty common, and I do it all the time. I generally ask somebody, do you mind if I write on your card? They always say yes in North America. And you are absolutely correct. That's what you want to do, because you walk away with 20, 30 cards and you don't remember a lot of the people. But by putting a comment on the back of the card, it might be a comment for you to follow up. It might just be something for you to remember what they said. It helps you to do just that, remember the conversation, because they all become a little blurry after a time.
Oh, yeah. And the way that I kind of spin it is I go, would you mind if I take some notes? I really find what you're saying interesting, and I'd like to make sure I get it right.
That's a great way to do it. Absolutely. I think some of the best networkers in the world really get that, and they not only write the information down, but they upload it into their database, particularly people that they want to work with in the future, so they have a little bit of information about them. Harvey McKay is brilliant at this. He is a master of taking notes on conversations, and he talks about it in.
Now, what about, okay, so I've gone to the event, I've taken some notes, I've got my 2 inches of business cards, and then there's always the period of silence, and you expect after an event that you're going to get at least a couple of the people that you met following up on the business cards you handed, and it's like crickets. And so I spend the following Saturday, I don't know if you heard the show before, we talked about what I do on Saturdays, and a lot of it is cleaning up what happened the week before, and I'll spend Saturdays going through them, and I'll take the cards, and I'll follow up on the following Saturday. If it's later than that, I think the opportunity has lost. Is he there, Oscar? Oscar, you dropped him. All right, so you've heard my little tip about marketing is that I make sure that I ask people permission to write their stuff down, and I make sure that I retain a constant follow-up with them, and then I make sure that I have a record of what I said, and when I say I'm going to follow up, I do. Do you have them, Oscar? Okay, well, Dr. Meisner will hopefully call back. Why don't we take an early break, Oscar? We'll wait for the doctor to call back. We're on with Dr. Ivan Meisner. He's the founder and chairman of BNI, giving us his best networking tips on how to be an effective networker. So we're going to wait for him to call right back. We'll be back with more of Dr. Ivan Meisner after this short break. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every... Oh, my goodness, Spencer, you're messing up my read here. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Tarek Maddox trains NFL players like Frank Gore and Lamar Miller. He keeps me fit for life. Let him change your life. Become fit for life with Tarek Maddox. Follow him on Twitter at Tarek, T-E-R-E-K, Maddox with two Ds, or call him at 786-278-5584. Get fit for life with NFL trainer Tarek Maddox. Do it today. Again, at Tarek Maddox or call 786-278-5584. 5584. Be the best that you can be. Get fit for life with NFL trainer Tarek Maddox.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, Ivan, I was smoking there when we were talking the last time, and I completely lost my train of thought. So let's just jump in here for a minute. I know that when I was at the event, I met your lovely and talented other half, and yeah. She was telling me that you'd recently lost 40 pounds. We do a lot of health and wellness, and I lost 40 pounds last year. What's up with that, Ivan?
Well, yeah, I lost over 40 pounds, and I did it from a change in diet. However, I was a little bit motivated because about 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Ooh.
And I wanted to, kind of get my health in order. And many people told me that you could actually put the cancer in remission with what you ate, which I didn't completely buy. But I figured, hey, at least I'll be in a healthier position should I have to do surgery or radiation. And so I went on a pretty strict protocol. Mind you, I was never hungry. I ate all the time, but I just completely changed what I ate. And ate no processed foods, no sugar, no sodas, very little alcohol. Red wine was it. And lost all that weight, but lo and behold, actually not only went into remission, but within a year was basically told that, well, it was a little over a year. Within 9 months, I was in remission. Within about 18 months, I was told that my markers came back in the normal range. Never did radiation, chemotherapy, or surgery. So the weight loss was really this protocol I went on. Glad you asked the question, because I literally just, and I wasn't planning on bringing it up, but I literally just released a book on Kindle called The Meisner Plan, because everybody asks me either how did you lose weight or how did you not have to go to surgery. So I just told my story in this book. We're not selling products or services or anything, but the book's called Meisner Plan. It's a Kindle book on Amazon.com.
Listen, I had saw it. It resonated with me because I'm going through some health stuff too, and I'm changing my diet, and I had done that, and I lost the 40 pounds, so I'm right up there with you. I think that good, healthy eating is very important. It helps you get yourself ready to go back to do the business thing, and so I think that's really a good segue back into the networking tips. I think that you have to go into the networking environment with positive energy, and I think that you need to have the right fuel, both mentally and physically, to be there. I think that if you're radiating positive energy, people will be attracted to that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think effective networking is about a good mindset and a good skill set. You have to have the right mindset. For me, that mindset is all about the philosophy of giver's gain, that you're there to help other people, and they help you in return. And then you got to develop the skill set. Now, when we got cut off, were you able to hear me talking about the networking disconnect at all, or did we lose
that?
No,
we got disconnected.
We got disconnected. So the networking disconnect is, I think, the key in starting the process of networking. Most people show up at networking events, wanting to basically do a face-to-face cold call. I went to an event where I spoke at once, 900 people in the audience. I asked how many of you are here, hopefully to sell something. Everybody raised their hand. So, well, how many of you are here, raise your hands if you're hoping to buy something? Nobody raised their hand. No one. That's what I call the networking disconnect. People show up at networking events. They all want to sell, but nobody's there to buy. It's a huge mistake. You need to go to networking events to connect with people and to begin building relationships. Networking is more about farming than it is about hunting. It's about cultivating those relationships.
Oh, 100%. I think that's a benefit of being down here in Miami, because there's what we call the Latin American approach to business, and it's a go-slow approach, and you can't really go for the jugular. And today I've been working on a particular sale. I'm working with some other people, and one of the other people on the team happened to be out of town in the city where the sale is, where the prospect is, and or the future partner, I'll call them. And they said, well, I'll go in. I'll tell them what we've got. I said, no, go in there, bring your packet of pictures of the kids and ask him what he did over the holidays and call me in an hour.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. And the guy had the greatest meeting.
Yeah, great idea. Because, you know, I think especially in this North American culture, we just kind of go for the jugular too quickly. We go for the sale. We discovered that in a book that I did called Business Networking and Sex, Not What You Think, about the difference between men and women and how they network, we discovered that men are a little more likely to do that than women. They're a little more likely to be transactional in their networking, where they just get right down to business. Women tend to be more relational in their networking, which is slower, but yield a greater result. The women scored much better in the survey. We surveyed 12,000 people all over the world. Women did better with that relational approach than the guys did with the transactional approach. If you throw gender out of it and just look at relational versus transactional, those people who were more relational in their networking did better.
No, I give myself a high five. Spencer gave me a thumbs up on that. He knows I'm one of the more relational guys. But I tell you, you talked about going to the networking events, and I like to prepare. I like to find out who it is that's going to be there. I like to have an idea of the people that I want to make sure I meet. I want to see if they're going to be speakers. If they are, I'll make sure I'm there when they're speaking. I want to coordinate everything. These events are meticulously put together by the groups that put them together. I want to make sure I get every possible benefit from attending.
Yeah, and Google is great for that. And when I go to places and I want to find out more about who's speaking or who's going to be there, it's great to look them up. And you go in there a little more prepared. So that homework in a networking environment is, I think, so important.
Now, what is it when you're going somewhere, will you look to go on side trips while you're there to generate more opportunities? What are your opportunities today for you? Are they the expansion of BNI, the continuing growth of BNI? Do you have a parallel business that you run as well? Help me out.
No, BNI is my primary business. I am a partner in a company called the Referral Institute, which is a referral training company. We've got groups all over the world, franchises all over the world. But BNI is my core business. And my role with the company now is basically to be the spokesperson for the organization and to provide intellectual capital, books, reading material. I've been the CEO, I've done the management. My role now is to travel like I did in Miami and speak to members, speak to the public, and to do interviews like this. I need to focus on working more on the business than in the business, as Michael Gerber would say.
Well, all I can tell you is that all the people that I had seen at the event were very excited. I was brought by a friend of mine who was one of your primary people down here in South Florida. He said, "Jimmy, I know what you love. I know who you are. I know what you're all about. And if there's one guy, he was here 5 years ago. If there's one guy you gotta go see, it would be Dr. Ivan Meisner." And he said, "And if you come on this particular day, I'll even give it a shot and see if you can go meet him." Well, you know, okay, great. How in 5,000 people am I going to meet him? Well, because I'm a laser beam. That's it.
Well, I'm glad we connected. And, I think people, what I find interesting is people who go to that events, in some ways I'm singing to the choir, because those are the people who are really already committed to the process of networking. It's the people who don't engage in ongoing education and training that often need it the most. And so one of the things I would tell your listeners is spend some time to learn how to network more effectively, because you didn't learn this in school. Don't wing it. Networking is an acquired skill. Pick up some books, get some training, go to seminars or events like Jim and I met at, because it'll teach you how to do this better and you can work smarter, not harder.
Yeah, and you know what, Ivan? One of the things that I've found is that everybody has their different style, and there's only, there is one style that I just can't take, and that's the full frontal assault style.
Yeah.
But I've found that if you're nuanced, that these types of behaviors are really worthwhile and positive. I use a lot of the neuro-linguistic programming stuff. And the other stuff that I've really found to be most important is to be transparent and genuine.
Yeah, being authentic and genuine is very important in your networking. And you're right, people do have different styles. I wrote a book that you might find of interest, your listeners may find of interest, on behavioral styles and networking. It's called Room Full of Referrals. And my co-authors are some of the world's leading experts in this field. Dr. Tony Alessandra, well known for behavior profiling, he's my co-author. And Don Lyons, who's probably one of the world's leading experts on behavior profiles and networking. The three of us wrote this book, Room Full of Referrals. And so if you're listening and behavioral styles are an important way for you to connect with people, take a look at that book, because we talk about how different behavioral styles operate differently in the way they want referrals and in the way they want presentations to be given to them about referrals.
I can't wait to get that one. I'm all excited already.
Room Full of Referrals. I'm sure you're familiar with DISC, Instruments, Drive, Influence, Steadiness, Compliance.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about all that. I want to become a better at it than I am as well. And we'll see how we can get all that done. Now, Dr. Meisner, we've only got a couple minutes left. Now, BNI is sort of built out. Oh, we got a couple more minutes left. Oh, okay, great. How would you say people could get involved with BNI, seeing as how it's at a somewhat mature state here? How do people get started?
Oh, in some ways it's mature in that it's been around for 30 years, but we're just scratching the surface in potential membership. In the U.S., we're about 20% market penetration. We can be 4 or 5 times larger. So there's plenty of room for growth. And if somebody's interested in visiting a chapter, go to bni.com, take a look at your local groups, and go visit a local group. If you can join an existing group, it's a lot easier. Otherwise, work with your executive director and his team there in Florida.
I heard that some of the older, more established chapters, that these folks are getting $90,000, $100,000, $150,000 a year in referrals.
Yeah, absolutely. The average is below that, but there are many people who get 100% of their business through referrals, and it's six figures or more. Word of mouth is a great way to do business. I'm a firm believer in advertising. If you want to build your business, you got to advertise. But word of mouth is a form of advertising, and I think you need to plan it and structure it like you plan your radio advertising or direct mail advertising. And most people don't do that. But so the ones who do, they have a plan for their word of mouth, are generating huge sums of business. And it beats the heck out of cold calling any day of the week.
Oh, no, I don't do cold calls. I do warm calls. Do you know this guy?
Yeah.
Can you introduce me?
But there are many people out there still doing cold calling because they don't know any better.
Well, I think that what they need to do is they need to take a step back. They need to take a look at how they can build their business. They need to build their business through referrals. I love the thing about A Room for Referrals. I circled it. It's one of your 17 books. It's one that I'm going to take a look at when I get home. We've only got about a minute. We talked about the fact that the website is BNI.com. We're here today with Dr. Ivan Meisner. He's the founder and chairman of BNI. Ivan, what would be the one takeaway you want to give everybody as we kind of finish up this segment? And by the way, I'm going to put you on the line. We're going to get you back.
Hey, I'd love to come back anytime.
All right, we're going to get you back in the next few weeks. We'll get Dr. Meisner back. But Ivan, what's your one takeaway for our folks today?
I think one of the most important things I've learned in the last 30 years is that it's not what you know or who you know. You know the expression, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Yeah.
I don't think it's what you know or who you know. It's how well you know each other that really counts. It's about going deep and building relationships with other people. That's what networking is about.
Oh, my gosh. What a great bottom line. Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder and chairman of BNI. We're going to have him back again in a few weeks when he can get us back on his schedule. Thank you so much for calling in today, Dr. Meisner. We look forward to someday having you back in Miami and in our studio.
Anytime, Jim. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be back after this short break. We're going to be on with Corey Vanderpool, Director of Business Development for Magnum Energy Solutions. We're going to talk about how to save money on your energy cost in your real estate by cutting unneeded usage. Oscar, it's all yours. Oh, my God, we were having such a great time. High five to Dr. Ivan Meisner. What a great interview. And thanks to Spencer for helping me out. I was playing on Vine. Look for us on Vine. Vine's my new hot thing that I'm going to be doing. I'm really enjoying it. I just did my little Warren Henry thing on Vine. It's really great. I got to figure out how to stop this thing, Spencer. Anyway, so we're going to do our Warren Henry spot. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
I want to thank Oscar for making sure I messed up the beginning of the show. Shame on you, Oscar. So I'm going to run. This one's just for Oscar. As we get older, we're all at risk for developing cataracts. With the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute and new high-def lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. Call 305-243-2020 to schedule a consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. Bascom-Palmer has been rated number one eye hospital in the country for 10 years in a row by U.S. News and World Report. Visit bascompalmer.org or call 305-243, and I love this part, it's so campy, 2020, to schedule your consultation today.
And now, WZAB traffic.
Still going to find a rough ride on I-95 in Miami-Dade County. It's stacked up out of downtown. There's a crash at 62nd Street blocking two left lanes. In the meantime, stick with 441 as your alternate. Get around that. Palmetto delays northbound headed towards 25th Street. That continues to be slow to I-75. and there's a crash clearing in Broward County northbound I-75 at Pines Boulevard. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at TotalTrafficMIA.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are waiting for Corey Vanderpool to give us a call, and she will in just a minute. And how do I know? Because I'm texting her to call us. So 1 second, and Corey will call, and we will talk about Magnum Energy Solutions. But we just had Dr. Ivan Meisner on, and what an awesome dude. He told us about the quandary of going to networking events and having everybody be sellers but nobody being buyers. I think it's real important to realize that you have to listen to the people that you're trying to work with, build relationships with them. It's the most important thing that you can do. So Dr. Ivan Meisner was on the show, and we want to thank him so much. We also want to make sure that we do our UHealth live read that we do right now. Again, Oscar forgot to tell me. I'm going to break his knuckles with the thing. Oscar, it says it right there. There's no bank. It's black and white, bro. And the University of Miami Health System brings you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is implantation. That's where my pain medication guy, Dr. Andrew Sherman, is on Mondays. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. Andy Sherman walked around the corner, and he talked to Dr. Barth Green for me, and he made sure that Dr. Green is going to see me on Monday because I got a bit of a problem here. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. The UHealth system includes Bascom-Palmeri Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report 10 years in a row, and the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Care Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great, and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things there. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. So discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more. This is where you play James Brown. Oscar smiling. Nothing I can do about that.
I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got you.
All right, Corey Vanderpool hasn't called in yet. We've texted her, Earth to Corey, please call in. So when she calls in, we'll talk about energy solutions. But in the meantime, I want to talk a little bit more about what we've been talking about today, which is networking. Now, we talked in the prelude show, in the Social Media 305, the business spotlight thing, we talked about, what do I do every day? Well, what I do every day is I network. I make sure that I find out who I want to contact. I go out, I make sure that I'm calling them with a specific request, even if it's, hey, what are you working on? And then with a little bit of an information that they may not have. Maybe it's the interest rates, maybe this is what equity's doing, maybe this is something I heard about land prices or development in a specific submarket. So it always goes to something that they'll have an interest. I'm always working hard to simply maintain the relationship so that when I need it, it's there. And that's why we can get such great guests on the show. The show is merely a networking opportunity for me. I bring them on. I talk to them about what's on their mind. We put together a nice little CD for them, and we send it to them, and they can share it with people, and they have a great memory. Anybody who comes on the show has had – Oscar, have we ever had anybody that hasn't had a great time? Just Spencer, right? Spencer, yeah, he had a good time, too. You should have seen Spencer was writing down the notes from Dr. Meisner. It was great to hear him and see Dr. Meisner just light up somebody that was young and hadn't really gone through the mill. And he got some great ideas, and we just had the greatest discussion with him. We're going to talk a little bit more about what's coming up in REO with the next real estate opportunities. Our next segment is sponsored by IMN, the Information Management Network, and we're going to be talking to Denise Del Powell. She's the queen of the Central Florida Bankruptcy Court. It'll be interesting to hear her talk about that. But if you want more information, you can go to www.imn.org/bankersfl2014, and we'll talk to you, we'll talk to them more. It's February 13th and 14th at the Ritz-Carlton. I'll be there. And there will be some awesome stuff. It's a great place to do networking. And when I go to network at properties like at events like this, I like to know who I'm talking to, because one of the things that we do is we help people buy these types of REO properties. We'll come in and we'll be the capital. What we like to do is team up with operating partners. So I have spent the last 30 years networking for operating partners, working with high net worth family offices and other investors to put together real estate transactions. And my network of these types of people is deep and wide, and this is how I earn my living, by monetizing my network. In fact, I think I'm going to play this segment before I prep for the next Ivan Meisner interview and ask him what he thinks about that kind of stuff. I think that's kind of a pretty interesting approach. The other thing that we do is we do a lot of branding here, and so that's why next week on show 250, we're going to have Bruce Turkel. We're also going to have Spencer Linden from the Florida, or rather the Miami Marlins. Spencer is the head of season ticket sales. We'll talk to Spencer about the upcoming season. Things get rolling this weekend, I believe, with the Select a Seat. So we've got the Marlins next week. We've got Bruce Turkel next week. We're going to have various people calling in throughout the show, hopefully to give us a high five. Maybe Johnny Social Media 305 will grace us with his presence. He was there at show 100. That's where Johnny and I met, when we did a tweet up with all of his friends in social media. So next week, social media, branding, sports marketing, business networking, real estate, all the good things that you've come to expect on Freedom Business. And of course, next week, health and wellness with U Health and with Tarek Maddox. So it doesn't seem like Corey Vanderpool is going to be calling in talking about commercial real estate and her energy management systems. So we'll just keep rolling, and we'll talk about the fact that the energy management systems are important. As we continue to find more energy, there's also more people. We need to make that energy last and go further. So we need firms like Magnum and other firms out there to help us continue to make America strong, keep America great, make sure America is there at the top, because as America continues to emerge as the nation, as the world's number one energy exporter, we have to remain energy efficient here. And I don't think we're going to get it by having a bunch of aluminum F-150s. It's not going to be all about Detroit. It's going to be all about what each one of us can do every day to make America a better place, to make the world a better place. And that's by making sure that we reduce greenhouse emissions, by reducing unnecessary utilization. That's what the folks at Magnum are all about. They're making sure that you make as much money as you can, keeping your place as energy efficient as possible. We'll be right back after this short message. We're going to come back. We're going to have Denise Del Powell. She's a partner in the Orlando office of Burr Foreman. She's brought to us by the IMN event, the Information Management Network, as part of their Real Estate Workout Conference in Miami from February 13th to 14th. We're going to talk about what the new trends and next opportunities are in real estate owned by financial institutions. We'll be back after this short break.
Well, the eagle's been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and there's a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. Now this lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. If our enemies don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell. We gonna put our feet back on the paths of righteousness and then God bless America again. And you never did think that it ever
You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infiniti from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guarantee it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something. I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Lauren recently won the L'Oreal Woman of Worth, and you can now order your Love and Healing license plate at lawrencekids.org. Designed by Romero Brito, the LaurensKids.org Love and Healing License Plate promotes fundraising for our most at-risk people, our kids. Help us protect our kids with L'Oreal's Woman of Worth, Lauren's book, and look for Lauren's Walk coming this spring. And also, I want to make sure that you join me at the Marcus & Millis Chapp Commercial Real Estate Forum, Florida, on February 12th. I'll be there interviewing Gil Deezer. We'll also have George Perez and Manny Diaz. There'll be lots of really good people and great networking. So make sure you join me at the Marcus & Millis Chapp Real Estate Conference. And if you want more information, you can call 646-862-6136 or go to info@mmfloridaforum.com. So take it away, Oscar.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we have got our final segment today. Our final segment is brought to you by IMN, the Information Management Network. Remember to go to imn.org/bankersfl2014. Their agenda for the Banker and Financial Institution Special is available on their website. You can get it there, or you can call 212-244-3428. And when you go to the event, it's being sponsored by Byrne Forman, and we've got one of Byrne Forman's top partners with us today. I want to welcome to the show Denise Del Powell. She's a partner in the Orlando office of Burr Foreman. She's sometimes referred to as the Queen of Central Florida Bankruptcy Court. I'm not going to let you live that one down. And we're going to talk today about what the future opportunities in REO real estate. Welcome to the show, Denise.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. So how'd it go in court today?
It went well yesterday, and today were great. In fact, there were some folks who knew you and spoke very highly of you when I was waiting for to be called to court.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Tell them
said you were the best person for business radio in South Florida.
Now I'm blushing, and boy, were they right. Well, listen, Denise, welcome to the show. I know that you've done all kinds of really cool things, read a whole bunch of articles. I printed it all out. I am certainly not going to ask you what you said in the article on Ponzi schemes and bankruptcy until later in the show.
Okay. I appreciate that. That's quite a while ago. I may have forgotten it all.
Well, and there you have it in a nutshell. We're really all just about having a good time and getting some good word out there. So, you know, what have you been working on as far as the REO world? You know, a lot of people talk about a melting iceberg. A lot of people talk about there's still going to be some maturity defaults as the interest rates are going to start drifting up. What do you really hear when you put your ear to the ground?
Interesting, because it depends on who you talk to. You know, a lot of folks are saying what's left to go into REO is sort of the properties that no one wants to touch. But you know, what we're seeing is some of the properties moving more quickly, and the lenders really wanting to move things out and being able to, you know, get some property at good prices. What's going into REO, I think that's going to be more interesting as we look forward to the next year or two, because as you watch what's going on in the construction arena, you're seeing lots and lots of multifamily throughout Florida. And condominiums are coming back, and I think that that's where we're going to see sort of the next wave, maybe 2, 3, 4 years down the road.
Well, that's very fascinating. It'd be interesting to see how all that plays out. Down here, we obviously have a different economy than you guys have up in Orlando. You're a little bit more horizontal than we are. Mm-hmm. It will be interesting. One of the things that we do is we look to partner up with operating partners that look to take some of these repositioning assets. We'll bring in the capital, and then we can go joint venture and do development with them. But what I'm seeing is that a number of banks have now been recapitalized. They've moved their troops back into production, and they may now be ready to just take these assets, move them off their books, and go to the next phase. Are you seeing something like that?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's real interesting because, you know, in Central Florida, the business community is a little different than South Florida, and the banks are all ready to loan again. But the underwriting is still pretty tight. They're all competing to get the same, get loans from the same businesses, but they're ready to go, and they're becoming they're all competing, like I said, for the same loans, and so you're seeing more flexibility in the term of the loan, and that's where we really see the competition, because some of the community banks and smaller banks can take the loans further out than the big banks. But they want to move forward and loan and get rid of the, the property that's left in REO.
Yeah, and then I'm spiffing myself up. I'm going to be doing one of the panels here on basically what we're talking about, REO and what's going on in the future. And I'm talking to a bunch of the bankers, and each bank is seeing a completely different perspective. You have the large super regional that's been through the mill. You have the small community bank that's still having an issue of making good, solid loans. And then you have the bank that was the acquirer, and they just can't put out enough money. And so it's really interesting to see the replumbing of the financial system. How are some of your clients coming to grips with this? Are you seeing this?
I am. And it's interesting that how you described it, because I think it says it's perfectly. I think the only thing you didn't mention is some of the large community banks who didn't really get into trouble are probably the best positioned for some of the smaller business. They can move faster and make the loans. They can be more competitive on terms and don't always require as much treasury. You come in and use as much treasury services. They like it, but they're not requiring it. And we're seeing them get some of the loans in the big banks. They can't move as fast, so they're losing some of the loans. So I think what's going to happen is some of our more regional, national banks are seeing this happening, so they're restructuring internally so they can move faster and be more competitive. It's just too difficult. They're losing loans, and they can't really do that.
Well, we've only got about a minute or so left, but this is a good question. Are the new banking regulations impacting one bank demographic more than the other, and will this eventually also move things into REO a little faster?
Well, I think it's impacting the new regs are impacting the smaller banks, I think, more than the big banks. The bigger banks have a infrastructure that can handle making sure that the new regs are implemented, and the smaller banks, they don't have that same infrastructure, and it's much more difficult for them.
Well, Denise Del Powell, she's a partner with her law firm in Orlando with the – oh, gosh, I'm pulling the wrong paper, and Denise, I'm embarrassed.
Oh, no, law firm of Burr & Foreman.
Thank you.
I will also be speaking at IMN, so I look very forward to meeting you there and listening to your panel and hearing what you all have to say on REO.
Oh, my gosh, you are a savior. I can't wait to buy you a non-alcoholic beverage for making that all work out for me. You're the best. And now I am the best guy on Business Talk Radio on Miami. But it's because of you, Denise. I'm going to thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at IMN's event in a couple of weeks as well.
Sounds great. Have a good evening.
All right, you too. Well,
goodbye.
Okay, goodbye. Oh, boy, what a day I've had. What a great show. We started off with getting some great networking tips from Ivan Meisner, the founder of BNI. Basically, his bottom line was go out there, make it happen, but do both ends of the transaction. Don't just be a seller. Also be a buyer. Make sure that you go out there with a very, very solid bilateral approach. Then we talked a little bit about keeping America great by saving and maintaining your energy situation. And then we had a really fun discussion with Denise Del Powell, the queen of the Central Florida Bankruptcy Court. Oh my God, I got to get that woman a sign to wear at the event that says that. And we talked about some of the topics that we'll be discussing at IMN's workout, Florida Real Estate Workout Conference, Bank Real Estate Workout Conference in Miami on February 13th and 14th. And again, you can go to IMN's website and get information on that by simply going to www.imn.org/bankersfl2014 or simply calling them at 212-224-3428. So I want to thank all of our guests this week. I want to thank, of course, my board op Oscar, who only messed up 12 times today. We'll make it 11 times next week. And Oscar, I love you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And even Denise was on board helping me get through the mistakes this time. So we had a great show today. And I want to make sure you join us next week, because next week we're going to be joined by Spencer Linden, director of season ticket sales for the Florida Marlins. We're also going to have Bruce Turkel talking about branding. Larry Zinn will be on. The folks from Magnum will be on. Tarek Maddox, we're hoping to get him in the studio. It'll be show 250. I can't believe it. My 250th show. I'm a pro, and I know. We're going to have a great time next week. And as always, I want to thank everybody who made today possible. Our guests, Tarek Maddox, UHealth. I mean, our guests, our sponsors, Tarek Maddox, UHealth, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins, Social Media 305, the Miami Marlins, Bruce Turkel, Lawrence Kids, Publix, the Aztec Group, Social Media 305, Magnum Energy Solutions, of course, UHealth. And where would I be without you, my listeners? I can't thank you enough for letting me come on the air all these times and blowing my stuff right at you. I hope you have a really good time. Remember, we'll be on next week with show 250 here on 880 AM next Thursday at 5. Remember, this is not a dress rehearsal. This is your life. So, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money. And it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on